Talk Radio.
Everything I do is for you. I give you the praise and the glory. You came and you walk in the flesh, an example of love. It is the story. Your words jump at me like a picture. So perfect you are in the scriptures. Your words, they don't change and they don't go void. You are the truth you deliver. Most High, I honor you. You are my Elohim. You're the creator of everything. There are no others beside you, and they know that's a fact. You are the Redeemer, and they know you coming back. Check all my members, cause I gotta be in that number. Most High, I honor you. You are my Elohim. You're the creator of everything. There are no others beside you, and they know that's a fact. You are the Redeemer, and they know you coming back.
To another session of Can It Be That Simple? I'm your host, Yara Al of Beth Yahweh Congregation in Baltimore, Maryland. And as always, send me a shout out. Let me know that you can hear me well, or if you can hear me. Like always, just reminding everyone to get your tools that's necessary for good study, your notepad, your iPad, your pens, your pencils, your highlighters, all those things that you would need for good study, your Bibles, your concordance. Just gather those things so that you can take notes for this particular session. As always, we'll start off with a brief prayer. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for allowing us to come to yet another Sabbath day. We thank thee for the lessons and the blessings that you've bestowed upon us throughout the course of this week. And we ask thee to open our mind to receive the wonders of your word on your Shabbat day. We thank thee for caring for humanity. We thank you for caring for Israel. We thank you for caring for our individual families. We thank you for caring for us on an individual basis. We ask of thee to continue to open our hearts to the wonders of your word. Continue to allow us to speak the truth of your word. And continue to help us to learn of thy son, Yahushua, so our faith in him will ever grow. Hallelujah. Blessed are you, Yahweh, our mighty one, King of the universe, who has sanctified us with his commandments, took pleasure in us, and with love and favor gave us his holy Sabbath as a heritage, a remembrance of creation. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who sanctified the Sabbath. Amen. Once again, welcome to another session of Can It Be That Simple? I'm your host, Yarrow. And this particular session, we're going to talk about, or I titled this one, Yisrael is one who rules as mighty one. Have a couple of references to this particular title. It's Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 7 through 8, and chapter 9. So when you write those down so that you can go over them in regards to Yisrael. Many of us call ourselves Yisrael, but do we really understand what we are taking on when we call ourselves Yisrael? Hopefully throughout the course of these scriptures that we go through tonight, you'll get another perspective on who Yisrael is. We're going to start off in Psalms chapter 27, verse 4. And this is the servant David speaking. And it reads, "One thing I have asked of Yahweh, that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of Yahweh all the days of my life, to see Yahweh's beauty and to inquire in his temple." That's wonderful. And that's something that we all should inquire about, being in his temple. So from here, we're going to go to Acts 17, verse 24. And it reads, "The mighty one who made the world and all things in it, he being the mighty one of heaven and earth, doesn't dwell in temples made with hands." And I have a reference on this particular scripture, Genesis chapter 2, verse 4 to 7. From here, we're going to go to 1 Corinthians, verse 19 to 20. And it reads, "What know ye not, that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, which is in you, which ye have from Yah, and ye are not your own? For ye are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify Yah in your body, and in your spirit, which are Yah's." I'm going to stop here for a minute because one of the things that hopefully throughout this lesson we come to understand who we are when we proclaim that we are Yisrael. Because there's a task that Yisrael has to do for Yah. And Yahushua started it. And he gave an example of what we as Israel must do. So the prophets also showed what Israel must do. They showed it in part. And we as believers today, who call ourselves Israel, have these different accounts of the prophets and the teachers and the judges, or in short, our forefathers, to glean and learn from, so that we will understand what we must do when we call ourselves Yisrael, and what we must do as believers in Yah. Because we're in a world, in a system right now that is running rampant and is wicked. But we, as Israel, or believers in Yahushua, have a task to bring the world into an understanding of what Yah's word is and what Yahushua brought. Because these people in this world system don't know. And if they do know, they have hardened their hearts so that they won't do. They are consciously making a choice of not to do these things or to be disobedient. But when we call ourselves Israel, we are telling the Father that we're going to be obedient. We're going to be obedient. And why are we going to be obedient? Throughout the course of these scriptures, we'll see why we're telling him we're going to be obedient. From here, we're going to go to Romans chapter 8, verses 8 and 9. And it reads, "Those who are in the flesh cannot please Yah. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. If it is so, that the spirit of Yah dwells in you, any man doesn't have the spirit of Yahushua, he is not his." So understand this. We as believers, when we have the spirit of Yahushua within us, we also have the spirit of Yah in us. We're going to go to chapter 12, verse 49. And this is Yahushua speaking. And he reads, "For I spoke not from myself, Father who sent me. He gave me a commandment what I should say and what I should speak." See, Yahushua, when he came to this earth, he was sent here by his Father for a particular purpose. And if we have the spirit of Yahushua in us, then we have that same purpose. And we speak according to how the Father speaks to us through Yahushua, because we have that same spirit within us. But one of the things that we have been talking about these past sessions is faith. Do you have faith that Yahushua's spirit dwells within you? See, one of the things that we've learned over reading the accounts of Yahushua being here on the earth with his disciples, one of the things that he constantly brought up with them is their lack of faith. And they witnessed him performing the different tasks and the different miracles, but yet they still lack faith. Now, we are in a time where the Messiah is not present with us, but yet he is present with us through the word. So we have to believe and understand that these things that we read about actually happened. And that is how we build our faith. We build our faith based on our forefathers and their experiences that they had with Yahweh Elohim and that they had with Yahushua. But if we combine them, and then we can have the same occurrences occurring with us. Because there's only one spirit. That one spirit that dealt with Moses is the same spirit that dealt with Paul. That one spirit. And that one spirit can also deal with us if we believe and have faith in it. We're going to go to John chapter 14. Verse 16 and 17. This is Yahushua speaking again. And it reads, "I will pray to the Father, and he will give you another counselor, that he may be with you forever, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, for it does not see him, neither knows him. You know him, for he lives with you and will be in you. So what are we talking about? That spirit of truth. There's a scripture that talks about sanctify them through thy word. Thy word is truth. So how do we are sanctified through the word. We are sanctified through this truth. This is the counselor that Yahushua prayed for us at this time, so that we can have that same connection with the Father. But do you believe that? Do you have faith in that, Yisrael? 1 John chapter 4, verse 4 through 6. And it reads, "You are Yah's little children and have overcome them. Is he who is in you than he who is in the world. They are of the world, therefore they speak of the world, and the world hears them. We are of Yah. He who knows Yah listens to us. He who is not of Yah doesn't listen to us. By this we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error." See, I think Isaiah said, if they speak not according to this word, then there's no light in them. See, when we speak according to that word which sanctifies us and sets us apart, because that word is truth, that's why the world will not hear us. But Yahushua said, they hated me, so they're going to hate us also. But he also told them, whether they hear it or forbear it. See, because we have to give them opportunity to hear that good news and to understand that they too can be saved. They too can enter into the kingdom of Yah. But they have to also be obedient to the word of Yah. We're going to go to Romans chapter 6, verse 16 and 17. And I have a question next to this one after, you know, and it says, which authority do you submit to, death or life? Now I'm going to read the scripture, and it reads, "Do you know that to whom you present yourself a servant to obedience, his servant you are whom you obey, rather of sin to death or of obedience to righteousness? But thanks to Yah that whereas you were bond servants of sin, you became obedient from the heart to that form of teaching whereunto you were delivered." Now this is talking about us when we take on or we've been baptized in Yahushua's name. And we be obedient to the law's statutes and judgments. See, because we were born into sin because of one man, Adam. When he sinned, death came to humanity. Death came to humanity. But when Yahushua laid his life down for the sin of man, then he allowed life to be given to humanity again. There's a scripture that talks about this. It's 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 21 and 22. And it reads, "For since death came by man, the resurrection of the death also came by man. For as Adam all died, for as in Adam all died, so also in Yahushua all will be made alive. See, this is talking about that baptism and believing and understanding that Yahushua laid his life down for us for that sin. He redeemed Adam. And because he redeemed Adam, we get that benefit and having the opportunity to have life again. But we have to believe and have faith that this actually occurred. See, because we're living in a time right now where people are trying to say that the Bible is just a fairy tale and a story, because there's so many different variations of stories that are based on the Torah or based on what Yah has put out in regards to humanity. From here, we're going to go to Acts chapter 4, verses 11 and 12. And it reads, "He is the stone which was regarded as worthless by you builders, which has become the head of the corner. There is salvation in no and none other, for neither is there any other name under heaven that is given among men by which we must be saved." From here, we're going to go to Acts chapter 19, verse 4 and 5. And these scriptures are in regards to Paul. Paul was in Ephesus at this time. And it reads, "Paul said, John indeed baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying to the people that they should believe in the one who would come after him, that is, in Yahushua. When he heard this, they were baptized in the name of Yahushua." So, understanding that it's only one name that one can be saved in. As we know, John, when he came, he was a forerunner for Yahushua, telling everybody to repent, just like now. We're in a time where we're telling everybody, repent from your ways. Change your ways. Renew your mind. Change your thinking. As the scriptures say, come out of her, my people. He's calling for us. He's giving us opportunities to get ourselves right. Why? Because he loves humanity. He loves humanity. He doesn't want to see anyone perish, but he also gives us free will, and he gives us an opportunity to make a choice for ourselves. Rather, we want to live in death, or live according to death, or live according to life. He gives us that choice. From here, we're going to go to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 17 to 24. And it reads, "This I say, therefore, and testify in Yahushua, that you no longer walk as the rest of the Gentiles also walk, in the futility of their minds. Being darkened in their understanding, alienating from the life of Yah, because of the ignorance that is in them, because of the hardening of their hearts, who having become callous, gave themselves up to lust, to the work, all uncleanness and greediness, But you did not learn Messiah that way. If indeed you have heard him, you were taught in him, even as truth is in Yahushua, that you put away as concerning your former way of life, the old man that grows corrupt after the lust of deceit, and that you be renewed in your spirit of your mind, and putting on the new man, who's in the likeness of Yah, has been created in righteousness and holiness of truth. You understand, when we get baptized in that name, in Yahushua's name, what we are baptized in? Righteousness and holiness and truth. Yisrael, when we identify ourselves as Yisrael, he who rules as El, understanding when Yahushua dwelled here on the earth, what was he? What is he? Do we understand that El dwelled on the earth with us? Mighty One dwelt with us on this earth, entertained man, taught man, ministered to man, when he didn't even have to, but he humbled himself so that we can understand who he is. People during his time had little to no faith in him. Those that he came to minister to, Yisrael, we read the different accounts, and it was the people that was outside of Yisrael exhibited more faith than Israel did themselves. Let's not get caught up into that family, friends, and Yisrael. Let's not get caught up in that. Not understanding beauty in the life that Yahushua demonstrated, and that the life that he gives us if we accept what he has done. Understanding the power that he has given us through our acceptance of him and what he has done for us. I think in other broadcasts I've said, we're little messiahs. We're little mighty ones. But we are a nation within ourselves. We are examples that other people may see. He referred to men as being trees. What kind of fruit are you developing? What kind of fruit develops from you? That you are allowing people to pick from. Or, as we say, you know, when you're dealing with agriculture, then you have some fruit that fall from the trees. What type of fruit are people gleaning from you? Are you, Israel, demonstrating the fruits of the Spirit? This is my last scripture for tonight, and it's Colossians chapter 2, verses 8 through 12. And it reads, "Be careful that you do not let anyone rob you through his philosophy and his vain deceit, after the traditions of men, after the elements of the world, and not after Yahushua. For in him all the fullness of the Godhead dwelled bodily, and in him you are made full, who is in who is the head of all principalities and power, in whom you were also circumcised with the circumcision not made with hands, in the putting off of the body of the sins of the flesh, in the circumcision of Messiah, having been buried with him in baptism, in which you were also raised with him through the faith in the workings of Yah, who raised him from the dead. Do you understand, family, who we are demonstrating when we call ourselves Israel? Do you understand the task that you put on yourself when you call yourself Israel? We have to understand who we are. For we are in a time where there's many things being put out there. We have all these different movements being put out there. We have all these different studies being put out there. You know, we have the Back to Africa movement. We have the Egyptologists out there. We have many groups that's out there trying to get us as men of color to cleave to. But when we cleave to Yahushua, we are above all those movements. Because we have cleaved to his word and we become him and understand who we are. The scriptures say, learn of me. Firstly, seek the kingdom of Yah and all its righteousness, and everything will be handed to you. Yahushua said, learn of me. When we learn of him, we learn of the things that he has done. And he ingrains that power in us so that we can continue the things that he has done on this earth. So that we can be that example that people see. And I'm going to go a little side note, you know, because, you know, I'm saying, I got the title of this on this page is Watch Out for These Movements. See, there's a couple of movements out there that are, you know, like I think last week, brother was talking about the Black Lives Matter movement and some of the things that they stand for. You know, read their mission statement if you haven't done so. And here's another movement that's out there, you know, to research, or you may have come across it, or you may have seen the bumper sticker, you know, and it's the Coexist Movement. You may have heard of it. And I'm going to read, now, this information I got it from Wikipedia. Got it offline. And it says, Coexist Movement has sprung up, especially on college campuses across the United States and everywhere. The goal of this movement is to embrace tolerance for all belief systems. The chief promoter of this movement is the musical industry and the pop icon Bono from the band U2. The Coexist image, often styled as, when in the beginning, it was capital C, lowercase O, lowercase E, capital X, IS, lowercase IS, capital T. And these particular letters were capitalized for a particular reason. All right, the capital C represents the crescent moon for Islam. The capital X, the Star of David for Judaism, and the capital T, the cross, for Christianity. And the reason for this was because they were trying to get these particular groups together because they are considered Abrahamic religions. But the whole reason why this particular image was created, it was created by a Polish and Polish Warsaw-based graphic designer. I'm not going to butcher this dude's name. But this gentleman created this sign in 2000 as an entry for a competition for a particular museum. In 2000 as an entry for an international art competition sponsored by the museum on the scene for dialogue, understanding the coexistence. The original version was one of dozens of works displayed as a large outdoor poster in Jerusalem in 2001. So this whole coexist part of a competition. And then from it became a movement. And then when you read a little bit more about it, it was copyrighted in America, and then they end up going into some type of court case because of who actually made the coexist sign. But getting to it is, when you deal with the coexistence, it's trying to get three different types of religion to accept each other and to coexist with each other. We have to be mindful of this types of things, because when you get into the coexist movement, it's not basing it on the word of Yah. It's not saying that there is one deity, there's one way. They're trying to say that each way should be accepted. And that's not what the Torah teach. Now we have there's another movement that's out there, and it's called the contradict movement. And the object of this contradict movement is to counter the spirit of this age that espouses all religions are equally valid and true, that all roads and paths lead to God. It is more specific than this. However, the conservative Muslims should easily stand alongside the conservative Christians and boldly proclaim, "We worship a different God, grounded in Christianity worldwide. My goal is to move people not only to see that all religions can't be true, but to point them to Jesus Christ as mankind's one and only sufficient Savior. Then I want to prayfully and whimsically reason with them and various marketplaces of life to which God has called each Christian to serve and to be his witness." You can look this movement up also. And then from there, I just wanted to go here because, you know, this is dealing with numbers throughout the course of this world. And I looked on Wikipedia again, just trying to find out, you know, what are the major religions. So I got one. I got six major religions and the populations for them. All right, you got Christianity. As of 2015, there's 2.3 billion followers of Christianity. That's 2.3 billion followers of Christianity that we, as believers in Yahushua, we who call ourselves Yisrael, we have to bring or give this knowledge of the truth to all these people, or give them an opportunity to hear the truth. They're the number one religion. Islam is the second largest religion, with 1.8 billion followers. Largest is Hinduism, with 1.25 billion followers. Then you have the secularism. They have 1.1 billion followers. Then you have Buddhism, which have 520 million followers. And then you got number 10, the 10th largest religion in the world is Judaism. And they have approximately between, they have 17.4 million followers. So when we did, and that's, and we understand Judaism. Judaism is not teaching Torah. It's not teaching Torah. So we as Israel, we have to understand what we're up against when we're dealing with people in the world system. So we definitely have to build our faith in Yahushua and what we are partaking in. Because we don't want to mess around and get sucked up in the movement of the world because of our lack of faith. We don't want to do that. At least I don't want to do that. So when we go into the Word and we study the Word and we practice the Word, got to also have faith in the Word. There's more than just speaking the Word. There's more than just practicing the Word. It's believing in that Word. Believing in Yahushua. Believing in Yah. And learning from the examples that preceded before us. Allowing that those fruit of the Spirit to grow within us so that we too can have that confidence that I know the Father hears me. Because Yahushua says that the Father hears him. And if Yahushua dwells in us, then the Father will hear us also. Because it is not us that he's hearing. He's hearing Yahushua that dwells within us. Yahushua who lives in us, which connects to his Spirit that dwells within us. So understand, Yisrael family, the listening audience, you can be Yahushua. Learn of him. Have faith in him. And we can do this great work that we have been set to do. So when he come back and said, and when he said, well, I find faith in the world. Yes, he will. Because we're preparing ourselves now in that faith in him. And knowing that he will return. Because he's building a temple. We are those lively stones in this temple that he's building. That he's dwelling in. That the Father will see. Yes, we go through our trials and tribulations. But what is he doing as that fine sculptor? He's chiseling away those things so that we can fit perfectly in our place in his temple. He is creating a perfect being in us. Because we said, change me. We said that. when we took on that baptism. When we mentally said, I'm going to renew my mind. When we say, I die daily, is my reasonable service to Yah. So, family, hopefully you understand a little bit more about Yisrael and who you are and your place in that temple. Have faith. Build your faith on that chief cornerstone. As some of our forefathers rejected. They rejected it. But we can learn from their mistakes. And we can build on him a solid foundation. A solid foundation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for another opportunity to be in your presence on this Sabbath day. We thank thee, Father, for Yahushua HaMashiach, the one who laid his life down for us, the one whom you sent for us, the one who defends us, who protects us, who teaches us, and who loves us, just as you love us also, Yah. May we love him just as much as he loves us. May we love you just as much as you love us, Yah. May we demonstrate it with our friends and family and all those in whom we come in contact with, so that they know that we are yours, because we're showing your love. Continue to open our minds to your truth. Continue to help us to receive the words of correction and not to harden our hearts and not to be stiff-necked, but allowing our hearts, our stony hearts, to be broken down to a heart of flesh, one that can receive the beauty and the wonders of the word. The one that pumps your spirit, the spirit of life. Father, we thank thee and we give honor and praise to your holy and precious name through thy Son, Yahushua, our Lord and Savior, soon coming King. Yahushua. Blessed are you, Yahweh. Shield of Abraham. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who resuscitates the dead. Blessed are you, Yahweh, the holy power. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who sanctifies the Sabbath. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who restores his presence to Zion. Blessed are you, Yahweh, the beneficent one. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who blesses Yisrael with peace. Shalom, Yisrael, family and listening audience. May you all have a peaceful slumber. And may you continue to enjoy the wonders of this Sabbath day. In Yahushua's precious and holy name, we pray. Amen.
change all your ways. All my Shiach died for us, he's the one to follow. So praise him.
Yahweh, Adonai.